Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Collective. I'm your host, Magenta Ash, and co-host Joey. Say hi, Joey.
Howdy.
I just all of a sudden had a southern, really bad southern accent, so I just rolled with it. But anyways.
When the intro said wait for the beep, I was actually thinking there was going to be a beep.
We should put one in. We should put one in.
I always think there's going to be one, but.
I'm tricking everybody. That's the whole point. Well, I want to say welcome to everybody who's listening or who will be listening later on. Tonight we're going to do a ghost box session with my PSB7 spirit box. The last time I played around with this was, I don't know, six, 9 months ago with Joey, and we heard someone named Rebecca respond, and after that I got scared and put it up because I'm a chicken. But
yeah, that was interesting. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. Clear as day, you know, out of all the static of the, you know, AM FM channels switching, there was someone, and I asked what your name was, and they said clear as day, Rebecca. So
yeah, it was like loud and scratchy, and all of a sudden you just hear Rebecca. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was very interesting. So hopefully we get some really good, I guess you would consider EVPs. I'm also going to be recording this with my little recorder as well, just so we have a second. It's always good to have a second recording item. So you can go back even on that and re-listen. Because, you know, at times you're going to have the clear, you know, your Class A EVPs that are as clear as day and stand out. But then you're going to also want to go back and re-listen because you're going to miss a lot of spirit connections. So, Joey, do you have anyone in mind that you're wanting to get in contact with tonight?
Yeah, I'm scared. I don't know how I'll feel if it does happen. Like, I don't know what I'll feel.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to get it going. And it's going to be on, it's going to be on speakerphone. So hopefully the audio is okay enough.
It was on speaker when we heard the voices. I mean, it was loud, but when the voices came through, you could tell.
Yes. And just to kind of give everybody a little, you know, 411, the PSB7 is an AM-FM frequency sweeping radio. It sweeps the radio's frequency at such a high rate that it's been proven that it cannot be picking up words and things of that sort. You can on this one you can actually increase so it can go faster. You can change it from AM to FM. Your best results get on FM, but I also like to do AM because it's slower rate per second that it sweeps, and you do get some interesting low frequency voices from that. So I'm going to turn it on. Oh, and we will also take some calls later on, probably about 10:20 or so. I'll let some people call in if they want to ask questions, see if anyone comes through for them. Our guest call-in number, so write it down, is 516-387-1909. And we are going to have our first ever collective Ghost Box session. Let me turn it on. Okay. And I have to... Okay. Just a second. I'm turning the volume up. Can you hear that? Static?
Barely.
Yeah, barely? Okay. I'm going to try to turn it up as loud as possible. Okay. I'm going to have it start. Okay. I'm going to have it start sweeping. So. Here we go. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm wanting to see if there's any spirits who would like to contact us tonight.
What was that?
I don't know. I could barely hear it. Can you give me your name? We would like to hear some messages from you guys on the other side. Is there a heaven? Well, I don't know if you heard that.
I did. What did it say?
It said possibly, I think. Someone's being very cheeky with us. Joe, you have a something you want to ask?
Do you know who I am? Where are you? I don't think they like me.
You're being quiet.
They're like completely quiet for me. I almost said completely dead, but that's terrible. What was that?
It said, I think it said Joey. Yeah. It said your name. I got ghost.
Tell me
I got
your
some
name.
Ghost chill. With us right now. I heard Joey again.
Was it a male or female?
It was a female. Okay, I'm going to turn it off for a moment. So that way we can talk for a second. But yeah, I heard twice. Both times it was a female, and they said Joey. Once was real quick. It was like Joey, and then the other one was like Joey, like singing almost.
Was it like a young or old voice?
It sounded like a young female.
But
I don't
know
if you know anybody who passed over who was.
Dead young females. That sounded terrible.
Maybe you got some chick fans, you know, some ghostly girls that like you.
That's so weird. I'm like, I don't know if I should be like excited or worried.
Oh. Well, that was very interesting. I guess we can start it over again. I'm just going to let it run, and then I'm going to ask questions to see if we pick anything up. Now, we will have to go back and listen to this show, because you're going to pick up a lot more once you review it.
Yeah.
So hopefully people will let us know what they hear when they listen in, and see if we
It's really weird that it's a female voice. The only female close to me that's passed was my grandmother.
Well, you never know how. We don't know how the other side works. You might be able to be your younger self, or choose what you look like. So.
Well, the really weird part is that no one in my family has ever called me Joey.
Huh. Could be just some spirits that are, around at this point. But I did get, at one point when I heard your Joey, it gave me, I call them ghost chills. It's where, I just get goosebumps. So, definitely interesting. I'm going to have it play again. I'm going to ask some questions and see what we can hear.
Let me get settled in while you're doing that so I can get my headphones in so maybe I can hear things a little bit better.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We are going to start this again. Turn it on. Okay, we're going to start sweeping. I'm going to sweep in reverse.
Awesome. What was that?
Can you give me your name if someone's with us? Does anyone have any messages for people listening? I think I just heard my name.
Apparently,
that was interesting.
I'm not the only one with fans.
I guess. I think it said Ashley. We'll have to review it. Joey's father to come through. So Joey would like to hear from his dad. If you're here, can you tell me your name? I heard a whole bunch of stuff, but
what did you hear?
I'll have to review to see what exactly
what do you think
was going
you
on. Huh?
What do you think you heard?
I heard names. I heard my name for sure. But when I was asking about your father, there was a lot coming through. So that's something we're going to have to review. No, I mean, I just heard that, that there was actual words being spoken, but that thing goes so fast unless it's a very clear, EVP that comes through, like the one we heard where they said Rebecca, can be kind of difficult. I'm trying to turn on my other recorder because we might hear EVPs from outside too. So I'm going to get that situated. In a couple of minutes, we can have people call in. It looks like someone is calling in right now. But we will be taking spirit questions only. So if you call in, you have a question, we'll see if we can get an answer for you. Okay. I'm trying to get this situated.
Where did you get your spirit box?
Huh?
Where did you get your spirit box?
Online. You can get some really legit spirit boxes. Mine was costing, it cost about $80 to get. So
I know that.
What?
I know a couple of years ago you could get like pretty bare bones one for about $50.
Yeah. Okay. Now my other recorder is just recording as well. Yeah, you can get them for about $70 to $80. You want ones that are, you know, legit. So you have to do some research, especially, you know, if there's any way for someone to rip someone off in any kind of subject or any field, they will do so. So you just want to make sure you look at people's reviews and make sure that when you're buying equipment that it's legit.
There are ways, and you can find instructions online about how to make one yourself, but I don't know if I possess that kind of technical know-how.
Well, that, it's really hard to find the old Radio Shack, the actual ones that you need. They're very rare to find that will actually allow you to reroute the system so it sweeps. That's the only reason why I didn't venture into it and just, you know, decided to pay $80 was. These are, you know, used by numerous people, you know, ghost hunters. They're used on TV. So, you know, and I've had great results. I've had great results without a spirit box. So just walking around and with a recorder or with your phone recording, usually you're going to pick something up because, you know, in my perspective, the afterworld is just another layer of like a parallel universe. So it's on top of ours, and they're all around us. And I'm sure a lot of them would love to connect with their loved ones here, and they do. So
I would love to have, I don't remember the name, the new, the obelisk like they use on Ghost Adventures, there's a newer version that I don't think they've used on the show yet. The one that you just wander around and it says a word, it's got the word bank in it. They're always coming out with newer versions of them, but those things are so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this kind of hobby or interest is very expensive. So it's really hard to get a group of people who want to actually pay for the equipment. The cameras are expensive, you know, but it's rewarding the same. Once you hear something or see something, you know, supernatural that you can't explain, it will alter your whole belief system.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's crazy. I was hoping maybe Stephen will come through tonight. Stephen is my fiance who passed away in 2013 from a car wreck. Right. And actually, he was really active after he passed. I got some really good Class A EVPs. I'll have to share with you guys
maybe
at
it
this
was,
point.
Maybe it was him who said possibly about heaven.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Thanks, Ghost. Keeping us in the loop there, possibly. And it was like
it
that.
Would have been
it was
awesome
like.
If you'd gotten a response, it's like, no, dumbass.
Yeah. It was almost in the same tone. It was like, possibly. Like, oh, God, you're asking about the afterlife. Ooh, big deal, you know. Okay, so I think Ray is calling in, so I'm going to let him call in, and then we can start the spirit box back up. And anyone else who wants to call in, our guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. So let me... Hello, Ray. Are you're on the air?
All right. Thank you for that. So you built a spirit box that allows you to communicate with spirits?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I see. Do you honestly believe that a box, electronic device, is able to communicate with spirits of a different world?
I do believe that.
I see. Well, honestly, I can't really say anything about that because my expertise doesn't really target more of the spiritual aspect of things. But I find it very, very unlikely that a box can have great communications with spirits, and I feel like it's a franchise created by a person that has studied people for a long time, is able to create an object where it can actually sway the minds and thoughts of people. However, I have not seen the full capabilities of the box, but what I've been listening to, I feel like it might indeed be rigged from what I've listened to so far.
Okay, well, how would it be rigged? In what way? Because all it's doing is sweeping AM and FM frequencies on a fast pace. So there's, I mean, it's, you know, from a aspect of the, you know, ghost hunters who use this all the time, you know, what they believe is that the white noise that is created, it's kind of a frequency that we can pick up, you know, spirit contact. So that's, you know, I have it in my hand. I mean, I can undo it, look at it. You know, it isn't like they have, you know, pre-recorded stuff in it to come out, because I've asked questions and things and, you know, it would actually be on tune with whatever, you know, I was asking. You know, but I understand people are skeptic of the advice or the device. That's understandable.
I see. Well, I mean, all right. So I want to know: have you asked a lot of questions about the device, and what was the responses? Were they vague or were they straightforward?
Pretty straightforward. I mean, my fiance passed in 2013. And I've picked his voice up on this device. He has said things to me that were personal. You know, so from my standpoint, and I'm skeptical of a lot of stuff. So, you know, it blows my mind. Whatever I've picked up, it seems to me, you know, pretty personal. And, you know, I really can't say anything further than that, you know, but...
I have a question. Well, before I continue with my question, I give my in solidarity for your past fiancé, I know that must have been hard for you.
Thank you.
But
Yeah, go ahead.
But I want to know, have you tried connecting to your fiancé with this box, and what were the results?
Well, like I said, he's come through, and it's his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I have recordings of this. I also have eyewitness of some kind of activity when he passed away. But, you know, those are things I will definitely have to bring in and show you guys. And, you know, everyone's free to make up their own mind. You know, people are not going to believe in the same things, and that's wonderful. But, you know, for me, I definitely believe that there is some kind of afterlife, whether we're just energy, whether we go on to some other kind of plane of existence. But I definitely think there's something there.
Well, my opinion on that is that I've never seen a ghost in my life, and I really don't want to really see a ghost. However, even though I have not seen one, I am fully aware that they do in fact they exist. But you have to understand that there's actually other spirits out in this world that imitate the lives of loved ones. If your fiancé has not really lived a happy life, if he's not lived a successful life, then that could possibly, if he's not a successful life, he could possibly be earthbound to this world. If there's something he had not completed and must be finished, he could be earthbound. However, if you know him very well, since he is indeed your fiancé, then if you know that he lived a well-fit life before he died, he should most definitely not be earthbound. But another thing you must watch out and understand this, I do know it for a fact. When I was a young boy, I was told that there are spirits that imitate the loved ones.
Sure.
So always be very wary of that. Some spirits come in the form of recognizable figures, because spirits are all known. They know you from the day that you're born, and they can recognize you. And sometimes they come in the form of family members to trick you. Be very wary of that. Family members, earthbound spirits, will never come to harm you. But
sure.
Some negative forces you must be very observant of, because of course they're going to come as a lovely figure at first, but over time you'll start feeling unease and strange tensions, because the spirit is not technically your loved one. So do watch out for that.
Well, I thank you for your call and that. I'm going to wrap this up because we got about a minute left. I appreciate him calling in. And yes, you do have to be careful. If you believe in good spirits, there's definitely bad spirits or negative energies who, like you said, you know, you definitely have to be careful. And that's why I don't really do a lot of this, especially at my house. So the other thing I want to talk about real quick, because we got about 60 seconds, I have a new forum up. It's on my, if you go to my Facebook, you can click on it. And that is going to be a platform for all of us, me and Joey, to talk to people who listen in. So definitely join. We talk about the paranormal and everything in between. We do have a live chat that will be starting after the show. So definitely join us there. My Facebook page is up, and I will link it into the session here so everyone can join us on the forum. And Joey, we will re-listen to this, and hopefully everybody let me know what you hear, and I'll kind of give a review of what I've heard from our first ghost pod session. So, Joey, thank you. And thank everyone who's listening in. You guys have a great night.